Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Thank you for hanging back with us. We just shared some trauma in segment one. Nice to go down memory lane and find out how we all became so damaged. So damaged. But we must move on, because now we must try to limit the damage. We will do some scamming scammers. Where is the doo-doo? Here we go. Scamming scammers. We'll go with this one tonight.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Just like a dream to me. That's somehow true.
All right. When we last left off, Fake Davin and Kim. Because Kim sounds like a man a lot in the way she talks to Fake Davin. So Fake Davin got her to admit that she likes to suck a nice dick. and she also wanted a gift card for a game. So that's where we were last time. Those were the big takeaways from last time. So let's go back to the not too distant past of August 26th. Of 2022. So she was the last thing I'd said to her on the 25th was that she was very moody, and she said, "Talk to you later, man." So I messaged her on the 20th. What?
Dude.
Man. What are you doing with your the camera?
Sorry.
My God. Christ, you look like Michael J. Fox. Enough.
Terrible. At least your camera's not shaking anymore. I get seasick.
No, I put it across from me. But Pippa's making up for that by giving us the tilt-a-whirl camera.
Well, my back is killing me, so I'm very uncomfortable, so I keep shifting.
Well, have Stupid hold it for you. He's right there. I keep on hearing him.
He's not going to hold the thing for the rest of the show.
Why not? She's held his things. A man of his age can't keep it erect that long. She's held it. Look, time to be a team player. Let's go.
Look, you don't get to call him stupid. Us? Yes.
I most certainly do. He married you.
Well, that's another issue.
Well,
I like the way Dumbbell doubled down on that.
Sure.
Not only am I not backing down.
we're smart enough to deal with her for only 3 hours a week. He deals with her till death do us part. So really, right. We are much brighter than he is.
No, he's brave. That's what he is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know what? Brave is if you survive. Stupid is when you die. So.
He's still here.
Yeah, but the clock is running.
I'm not timing it.
Nobody gets out alive. Anyway, so I ask her if she's in a better mood. She asks how my day is, and she hopes I'm having the best time out there because I was in Florida. I go, "I'm doing okay." I ask her if she's feeling better. I go, "People are always very friendly after shows, buying drinks and doing whatever you want. It's a perk of the job." So I'm trying to lay down the little tidbits that I'm just partying all the time, which, as Joe will attest to, I'm more likely to sip on a Diet Coke by myself in the corner after a show.
Right.
Yes.
I don't really talk to many people after show. I'm not like Joe, who seeks a nice five to share the evening with. So then later on that day, she goes, "Hey, handsome." I get a lot of "Hey, handsomes" from scammers. I don't, that's, maybe that's a default. I don't know. She goes, "I guess you're having fun out there." I go, "Hey, babe, how are you?" She's doing fine. She asks how the day's been. I said a lot of driving. I go, "It beats up the body." I ask her how work was today. She goes, "It was fine. Thanks for asking me. I understand you need some painkiller for the body." I go, "Nah, baby, talking to you is my medicine." All right. There you go.
All right.
She goes, "That's so sweet of you." I go, "I can be sweet, LOL." She goes, "Yeah, you can be sweet." I ask her if she's got any plans for the weekend. She goes, "I want to try and hang out with my friends at the lake." Oh. Well,
that's nice.
That should be an inexpensive holiday. Let's hope. I go, that sounds amazing. She goes, yeah. I go, going to get a nice tan and look smoking. She goes, LOL, and she goes, okay. I go, I know pretty women. One of my areas of expertise. Oh, I think my baby left me. Have a nice night, sweetheart. She goes, okay. I go, my baby's back. She goes, yes. I blow her a kiss. I go, tell me about your friends you are seeing tomorrow. You know what? Because I'm looking at it like this. If I have to create a story, so should they.
Make them work.
Got to give them homework.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Hey, listen, we're all on the writing team. I understand there was a strike, but we're all on the writing team.
I really do like that you mentioned that, you know, go to the lake and get a tan. Odds are she's plenty tan already.
Oh, no, not according to her picture.
Yeah. That's
okay.
She goes, they are the only friends which I hang out with. They are loving and caring. I just can't do without them. They are just too sweet to hang out with. I go, I'm glad you have such wonderful people in your life. So, if she's got these wonderful, caring friends, why do I have to get the gift card?
Right.
Because you're the Mark.
Excuse me? I am the boyfriend. And my name is not Mark. It's Davin.
Sorry.
She goes, yeah, I'm glad. She goes, yeah, I'm glad. I ask if I'll meet them. She goes, you love to meet them. I go, as soon as you say I can, I will. She goes, okay. She goes, you didn't bother to check on the card for me anymore. Uh-oh. Back to business.
Right.
Yeah.
I go, who said? She goes, I thought you said you will see what you can do for me. Why are you been stingy to me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Always calling you out on what you plan to do with your money. How dare you?
To which I responded, well, how do you think I responded?
Well, you never gave her any money, so I don't think, stingy is like giving you a little something, but you never gave her anything.
Right, but she just called me stingy. How am I going to respond to this insult?
You're going to be highly insulted. How could she say a thing like that?
I go, wow, you really are a bitch.
Oh.
There you go.
Gloves are off.
See, he could take his anger issues on the scammers instead of his dad.
Wow, maybe that's why we do the segment. Okay, fair enough.
That's why.
How do you think she responds?
I think she's going to be like,
LOL.
Bye.
What, Pip?
I think she's going to be like, bye.
So she doesn't respond till the next morning, to which she says, good morning, and sends me a picture of the girl, whoever she's pretending to be, in a thong. All right, I should call her a bitch more often.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah. It's a little bit of an entice, even though it's not even hard.
You know, Joe, just imagine if you called the cat a bitch. Imagine what pictures you might get.
You saw what I wrote to her. You should see what I got. Nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Your phone is probably full of porn after that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
I do it for clit shots. Anyway, I say, morning, Kim. She goes, how was your night? I go, fine. I go, aren't you at the lake? She goes, nope, not at the lake right now. I ask why. She says, later, not now. I said, cool. I ask her what she's doing. Then later, she disappeared. Then later, she asked, what's going on? I go, driving. I ask her how the lake was. She says it was fine. She asked where I'm driving to. She goes, where are you driving to? And I said, your heart. Aw.
Aw.
And that would be cute if it wasn't so,
you know. I expect that type of cynicism from Joe, not from you.
Are you new?
No, I'm stupid, so I might be proposing any moment. Then I tell her I'm finally there. She goes, you were having fun without me. I go, you had fun at the lake without me. She goes, it's a girl's thing. I go, hello, is that so? Well, when I get back, you and me are going to do some man and woman things. Ha, ha, ha.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
To which I mean, I'll have to kill bugs and move furniture.
Yes.
She laughs. She goes, that's cool. Davin, why don't you want to help me with the little bucks I asked for?
Oh, I think she's starting to, like, reason with you, you know?
Can't reason with me. You know that.
I want her to pass a tip cup at her girls' outing so she can get this frigging card without you.
Well, listen, she probably booked a lake that could only hold 10 people and probably invited 20. I don't know. Or she booked a lake that can hold 20 and only 3 showed up. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing.
She's got me to a rent party.
I go, well, I did yesterday, but you accused me of not and really pissed me off. Yesterday, before my 7-hour ride, I went to 3 stores to find your precious card. I spent my last $105 on it, actually.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm smitten, and this is what you do for love.
Well, said, now...
Well, you got the... Well, he's got the card. He hasn't sent the card.
Right. No, I understand, but I'm like... Okay, that's kind of like putting a timer on and saying, now the game is how many different excuses can he come up with why he can't get it in the mail?
She goes,
oh, yeah, no, he's good.
She goes, I didn't accuse you, sweetie. Why would you say something like that? You did get it for me, Davin, with a question mark. I go, you said I didn't bother to check on the card. Then you called me stingy. Fake Davin is in full pout mode.
And good for him, because... She has been rather mean.
Yes. She goes, it's not like that, sweetie. So many things going on in my head. Please, pardon my manners. You know how it's always be times. She goes, you know how it's always be at times when you ain't happy. I go, well, you pissed me off. I won't have no woman of mine accusing me of name calling.
But accusing me of name calling?
Accusing and name calling.
Oh, sorry. Okay, because I'm like, you did name call, bitch.
She goes, please forgive my manners to you. Please try. It will never repeat itself again. Well, yeah, because if I give you the card, you'll probably run away and we'll never talk again. I go, well, I had a day, so I'll let it go this time, but I won't again.
Good.
She goes, I'm sorry, dear. Please, can you forgive me now? You know when things like this happen, if you find that you were at fault, you apologize. Can you please forgive me now? I swear to God, it will never happen again. I go, like I said, I had a day. I was still very hurt and angry this morning. She goes, what happened and who got you mad again out there? I go, I was still mad at you.
You silly bitch, I'm still mad at you. What do you mean who got me mad?
She sent an angry text that wasn't directed at me. She goes, she goes, I'm sorry. I'm please find a space in your heart to forgive and let it slide. Please, Davin, don't be mad at me. I go, you think you can smile and show your ass to make it better? Like you can lead me by my dick. I know what you really think of me. You think I'm simple.
Now, at the end of all of this, see how desperate she is? Because she knows there's a card. You have the card. You have the card. She's almost there. She's
right.
Almost there.
You know.
The ice cream. Yeah.
You just don't see human beings the way I see them. This is a girl that realized she was hurtful to the man that she loves. And she's desperately sorry. I don't. You see ulterior motives.
It's like when you wanted to get money for the ice cream truck. And your mom has the purse. Well, if I'm going to give you this money, I want you to clean the room. I want you to do it. All right, yeah, okay. You know, it's like you're almost there.
So close. You will bargain. You will. Will you promise God? You will go to church. You will do anything you're almost there.
She goes, what are you talking about now, sweetie? I go, the picture you sent after you were so nasty last night. She goes, I know you have a principles. I'm sorry, dear. You don't like the pic I sent? I go, if you were not trying to manipulate me, then yes. But I know you think you send me a picture or call me handsome, and I will melt for you. You think I am dumb, Kim. I feel it. I have to get in the shower. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, you interrupted the begging and bargaining phase with a shower.
Yeah. Maybe I had to do something. I don't know. She goes, it's not like that, Davin. Stop thinking such a way. I will never take your kindness for weakness. Now you want to avoid me. You want me to come scrub your back for you? Take your time. Then later on, she goes, hey, what's going on with you? Then later on, she goes, now you don't want to talk to me anymore. So I've left her for that day.
Good. Let her swing.
She knows what she did.
She does.
So we will go to August 28th. I go, had to go to work. Yes, you can scrub my back. Then later on, she goes, now you are making me feel like a bad person. They always say this, too. Like, I am making them feel bad. Because they are bad. They are terrible, terrible human beings. And I am making them feel exactly how they should.
Yeah, but you don't want to feel that way because you want to scam you and get your money.
You know what I am, Joe? I am, you know how in your religion you believe you are greeted by St. Peter at the pearly gates?
Yeah.
I'm the guy who sorts through the chafe before you get to St. Peter. I'm sorting them out down here. I'm doing the Lord's work. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, my. Doing the Lord's work. Please.
That's what I'm doing. She goes, now you're making me feel like a bad person. You told me you were coming back after you finish up showering. I go, I said I'd talk to you later. I was running late because we were chatting. You can't get mad that I work. You're always mad at me. I'm not sure this relationship is working for you. She goes, nope, I'm not getting mad that you work. Okay, don't get me mad because you never told me you were going to work. Babe, what do you think I'm doing out here? Driving across the state to get my dick sucked? Not at these gas prices.
not at these prices nowadays.
Do you know how much diesel costs? Joe does.
I do. I keep on top of that.
Hold on a second. It sounds like your priorities are a little screwy. We have to have a talk.
What? I mean, I'm working. I'm working over here.
I'm working over here.
She goes, it's not as if I'm mad, sweetie. Don't always think that. Are you still at work? Because I don't want to disturb you from what you're doing now. I go, I'm in bed at my hotel. She goes, I know it's work. The Lord will always keep you strong and strengthen you, sweetie. Okay, how did it go tonight? I go, you said that a few times that I'm having fun without you. It went well. The gig was in a club that turned into a dance club and a country bar. Huge place. She goes, but you know I do love to always have fun with you, sweetie. Please, can you let us be cool and never argue with each other? I want this relationship to work between us, especially now because it seems you're less stingy.
Because I can taste the money. Oh, I'm so close.
I go, I'd love to have fun with you, but it seems like we never do, sad face. She goes, I'm glad everything went well. How many hours do you always spend when you go out there at work? I go, I'm trying, Kim. I am, but maybe we are not compatible. It is the driving that takes long. She goes, I know, and I will love to have fun with you. Please, can keep it real now with each other? I go, I'm trying to. I like to party hard, dance hard, laugh hard, and fuck hard.
There you go. There's a boy.
Yeah.
I go, I want to squeeze all the juice out of this life. I was in rare form on this day.
Okay.
She goes, let's keep on going with each other, sweetie, and I know we will be cool with each other. It's just that I'm always not happy at times, and I said that yesterday to have annoyance. I swear I needed it. I hope you can be that man to always put smiles on my face. So then she quotes, I'm trying to, I like to party hard, dance hard, fuck hard, laugh hard. She goes, that's so sweet to hear. I think we can always do that with each other, sweetie. See? I'm talking sweet words.
Oh, yeah, no, she's going to get, it's just like in that that song, Lord, she was lovey-dovey.
Oh, but what is that? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. George Thorogood. So then she quotes, I want to squeeze all the juice out of this life. She goes, aw. I go, I'd like to, but you seem always mad at me. Maybe I'm not right for you. I don't want you to be unhappy. I don't make you happy. She goes, stop saying that. Let's keep it real. You know, as real as two fake people can be. She goes, stop saying that. Let's keep it real. And I know I've said something annoying, but you need to understand some mood at times. I go, well, it's hard when you won't even let me see you. She goes, you're trying your best, and you can always keep it up. I go, I don't like a social media love affair. She goes, I never knew that you were such a caring and loving person, so you had to drive that far and also went to 3 stores before you got that card for me? Took her a while to get back.
Because that's the elephant. That card is the elephant in the room. With her.
Joe, I think she's just taken aback that I would go put this effort to get such a lovely and meaningful gift. Like a gift card.
Here is a pair of lawn clippers. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
So I never need insincere lawn clippers.
Well, Joe likes to cuddle with his.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Unfortunately, the lawn clippers say that that Joe is a little too rough and scratchy, so would rather stay out in the shed where it's nice. I go, yes, I did that. She goes, indeed, you are caring, Davin. She goes, you know, we need to get to know each other gradually and learn about us until that day we can meet. I will feel nervous that first day I will meet you. I go, I'm not asking you to sleep with me or even kiss me. Just meet me. She goes, Davin, please try and have it. Send to me. Scratch it and take a pic of it and send it to me, sweetie. Send it to me, sweetie. And then I say, I just want to meet her. She goes, okay, sweetie, it will happen soonest. I go, I can't take the picture of it. She goes, why, sweetie? I go, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, you know, the winds of change are coming with her mood as soon as you say that.
Oh, really?
She goes, why don't you have it anymore? You said you got something for me. Now you don't have it anymore? Oh. There used to be on ABC Sports on Saturday afternoons back in the day, they would have this skier tumbling down the hill, careening into like these snow things, and they would say the agony of defeat. I feel like Kim might be feeling like that skier.
Yes.
I go, I was so mad and hurt by your words. I was furious. I drove to a battered women's shelter and gave it to them so their kids had something to take their mind off the abusive fathers that torment them and their moms. I figured they would appreciate it, and they did. And that is the truth. So if you hate me and want to end it, then so be it. But that is what happened to the Razor Gold card from Best Buy.
Wow. Oh,
that's the story.
She's screaming.
I'm a goddamn hero is what I am. But
yes.
But here's the thing. If you're really a decent human being, you can't scream at me for that.
Well, that's the rub.
But they're so close and yet so far.
I know.
She goes, but you never told
me.
She goes, but you never told me you got me anything until I asked. It's really unfair. And what kind of say you make up your mind? You do it. You did what's on your mind. She's not taking this well, kids.
No, I told you the screaming is going on.
I go, no, you assumed. I didn't, and then I called me stingy. And honestly, you always ask about the stupid card and never about my kids. I have doubts, Kim. Serious doubts.
She was so close, and she's like, you son of a bitch.
She goes, so you thought I wouldn't appreciate you got it for me, and why did you then ask you to get it for me? Before I called you stingy, have you gotten it then? You've been putting me on suspense before I said that. She's trying to justify her name calling.
Yeah.
I go, a test? To take advantage? I don't know. I'm really just over it. I'm a fun and loving man, but you want a card vending machine. I have forgotten because I drove all day. I'm exhausted.
Card vending machine.
She goes,
yeah,
come.
She just wants a big wallet.
She goes, come off it, Davin. Such a thing shouldn't be happening between us. For how long have we been getting along, and you think we shouldn't argue and still get over everything back and be cool? I go, yes, I had it. You assumed I didn't and called me stingy. Kim, I want to grow to love you. I also want to get as far away from you as possible. She goes, okay, I hear you. But you know what? You did hurt me so much. Giving a video game card to tormented children hurt you?
Thanks for showing your true colors.
She goes, did you purposely want to do that to me? Because if you feel for me, you wouldn't do that at all. At least you will keep it, and you should know that things will get resolved with us. Kim, at that moment, I never wanted to speak to you again.
Right.
She goes, I'm not saying it hurts me that you give the card to tormented children. Stop twisting my words, sweetie. No, that's the bit. I will twist.
Absolutely. You're the chubby checker of scammers.
I most certainly am. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what? I say let's twist again.
Yep.
Like we did last summer.
That's what, right? Yeah.
She goes, but it hasn't gotten to that point, Davin. I go, no, I'm still talking to you. She goes, well, who am I to decide for you? But I want you to find a space in your heart to let that slide, because I'm not that type of human. So many going on my head. I go, what are the names of my foster kids? Then I guess there was a long pause. I go, you don't know. Okay, good night, Kim. She goes, what foster kids are you talking about?
Oh, that's funny.
What? Oh, come on. Nobody keeps notes that poorly.
I go, holy shit. Dude, seriously? I've told you on multiple occasions. I had two foster children. Wow. Like, the most important thing to me doesn't even register you. This is why I have doubts about us.
Oh, man, now they're going, oh, God, what the hell was her name?
She goes, yeah, that's true, sweetie. You told me that you take care of two foster children that stay in Zimbabwe, which you always send money to them. I go, not exactly. I said, I have two foster kids, and I'm sponsoring an orphan in Zimbabwe. They are my heart. You want to know me? You know them. She goes, I just got what you're saying now. You know, I just sliding woke up to use the toilet, and I checked my phone. You know it's late. You wouldn't blame me, okay? I go, it's late here too, Kim. She goes, I'd love to get to know them. I go, you never ask about me. You never ask me about them. You never mention your daughter to me. She goes, I know it's late. You must be tired. I go, maybe you don't like kids.
And now she's backpedaling like crazy.
Now, just remember, like, a little while ago, she was this close to getting a $105 gift card. She goes, it's not like that. It's not that I don't like kids, sweetie. What's their name? I go, Sai, I told you in the past. Kim, maybe we have different ideas of happily ever after. She goes, I do love kids. Hey, remember I told you my daughter stayed with my mom? I go, yes, I know. Well, originally you said you'd take care of her, but then you said you don't. Then again, you originally said you were in Texas, and then said Pennsylvania. You said I could meet you in Pennsylvania. Then you vanished. Then you said I can't. So I'm having a tough time thinking I am anything more than a toy for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She goes, my daughter stayed with my mom. I'm the one staying in Pennsylvania. Please, I don't want us to get things twisted this night. Please, never think such a way towards yourself, because I put enough effort on our relationship to build. That's if you still want us to grow feelings with each other. I go, you know, I'm staying in the beach, and it's impossible to share that with you, because in the back of my head, you'll be like chasing morning mist as the sun burns the night away.
What?
You heard
me. You're going to be chasing the morning mist?
I said, in the back of my head, you'll be like chasing morning mist as the sun burns the night away.
That's his version of the Daffodils of August.
All right. Yeah, but I'm not hanging my hat on it 10 years later like some people.
Hey, you always got to go back to the greatest hits.
the things that made you the man that you are today.
You're jealous you couldn't write literary.
Now, you know what, Joe? Now, don't give me that shit. Everybody puts their...
He's mad.
I most certainly am. Yeah, here's why. Because everybody puts because they put a lifetime's worth of work of art on the first album. It's what you did with the follow-up albums that count, mister. And there's been no Daffodils of August since that original album.
The sophomore effort is lacking.
Yes, we're still waiting for the follow-up album.
Yeah, Boston laughs at me.
She goes, I'm still here, aren't I? She goes, why do you have to say that? Do you think I can ever cheat on you or what? I go, I think I'll never see you. She goes, if you were thinking such a way that way, it means you don't have trust on me. I go, I told you I have trust issues from the beginning. She goes, so how do you want this to happen between us if you have trust issues? Do you think we can do this to each other? I go, like this place is so beautiful and romantic, we are chatting on Instagram. It's frustrating. She goes, it's really? I go, yes, Kim. We should be on the beach listening to the crashing waves, but instead I'm staring at a phone. She goes, I know it will happen. I don't like to rush things. I take it step by step.
Hold on. What are you trying to recreate from here to eternity with her?
Yes! Yes! Because remember, I want to be in love.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, I wouldn't drive to three stores to buy a Razor Gold card if I didn't love her.
That's right.
Thank you.
Would have gotten a four.
No. She goes, I know it will happen. I don't like to rush things. I take it step by step. I go, I'm fine with that. I want to go slowly, too. I mean, I'm still seeing Flory, but I just wonder if you'll always be anything more than an image in a screen. Guess you went to sleep or something, and that's where we'll end it.
Did you just say you're still seeing Flory?
I most certainly did.
Wow.
Oh, that's not going to go well.
Well, that's what I figured. As Joe and I were discussing the other day, fake Davin and real Joe have antics. The difference is I create mine on purpose for content. Joe can't help himself.
Yeah, and I kind of know how fake Davin feels right now.
Real Joe's having worse luck than fake David.
You a fan of roller coasters, are you, Joe?
Yeah. Well, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
Oh.
you will be able to string her ass along as she knows that you have that gift card. You have it.
Well, I gave it away, Joe. I don't have it.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry that I missed that.
No, remember, I gave that to the battered women's shelter to the children.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So now, because she gave it away, where do you think she wants to go? Is she going to stick around? Is she going to see if we get another card? I wonder what she's going to do.
What do you think, Pip?
I think that she's going to have a problem now because she's hearing that you have another girl. You guys are on the outs again, and you're saying that you're dating somebody else, and she's going to be like, "Ooh, this is infuriating. I almost have that money." She's going to try for the money again, though, because if you could go and buy a card once, you'll go get one again.
Yeah, I kind of think that would be the smart tact, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank some folks. Let's see. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program. Thank you, Sensei.
Yes, thank you so much, Russ. We really appreciate it. Portobello, Burke County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal. It could be an experience. Portobello was open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but will be a memory. Banquets also host the popular Common Nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Spitting Productions owner David of David's Den. David, I guess we'll have an announcement in the new year or something?
Yes, sir.
All right. We are looking forward to that. But in the meanwhile, experience all the Portobello has to offer 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great meal. You deserve a great experience. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Spitting Productions, if you need a holiday party, fundraiser, got a restaurant or something, give us a call, 551-404-3094. Side-SplittingProductions.com for all your comedy needs. You going to be anywhere that you want to announce?
I most certainly am. I'm going to be this Thursday, November 9th. I am going to be at Mohegan Sun, the Comics Cafe. Dial 1-800-962-6046. Or go to comicsroadhouse.com for reservations. Then on Saturday, I'm going to be down at my home club in Jersey, Uncle Vinny's, with the hysterical Aaron Berg. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for tickets and reservations.
All right. On the break, we have new music from Abby Flynn with My Old Woman and Castle Black with Bright Eyed. And you can learn more about both them at DeuceMusic.com. We'll be right back with some an interesting experience I had over the weekend. That and much more.